This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This isn't really a scary story, but I thought you might be interested in it. Give you a little bit of background. I grew up in a very non-religious family, but my father was very open-minded, very inquisitive about what happens after you die. So we had a lot of discussions about it growing up. It was something I really enjoyed to talk to him about. But anyways, he was an aerospace engineer, a really smart guy, really, really nice guy, and didn't have a mean bone in his body, just very kind soul. But he fell into alcoholism towards the end of his life. He ended up dying at about 54 years of age. But at the time, because of his alcoholism, my sisters and my mom didn't talk to him anymore, but I would call him, every week just to talk and catch up and see where he's going. And he ended up telling me that he didn't want to live anymore, and a week later he passed away. Anyways, my grandma called me and told me he passed away, so my girlfriend at the time, we went down to his funeral and said some nice things about him, and I wasn't really grieving because I knew he was suffering, and I was just happy to not see him in that state anymore. I get back home, excuse me, and at the time I was working some like mid shifts at work, so I was working like 10 to 8 or 10 to 9 or something like that, and I would go to the gym in the morning, and my girlfriend at the time was working kind of opposite shifts and came into the apartment and walked into the room, and I saw this like column of, looked like incense smoke, about the size of a human, in the bedroom, and I rubbed my eyes. I looked at it again. I was like, huh? I was like, wow, I have to get my eyes checked. Maybe I'm getting old. Maybe my eyes are failing me. And I didn't think anything more of it. The next day, same thing happens, but in the living room. I walk into the house. I'm by myself. I see this like column of smoke in the living room, and I'm looking at it. I was like, wow, I really need to get my eyes checked. Well, this keeps happening for about like 3 or 4 more days. I keep seeing this like column of incense smoke in the house. And, my girlfriend used to burn incense. So I'd like smell and be like, well, it doesn't smell like incense. And my girlfriend's not home. So that's kind of weird. So I come home one night from work around 10. And my girlfriend at the time gets off around the same time that night. And she starts cooking dinner, and she's in the kitchen, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table. The kitchen table has a view of the living room, and there's a blockage where she's cooking. And we're just talking about our days. Like, how was your day? Oh, good. Good. How was your day? Great. This and that, blah, blah, blah. And I see this column of smoke again in the living room. So I kind of trail off on what I'm saying. My day is great, but I just get. And she says, are you looking at something? I was like, oh, no, it's nothing. It's nothing. She's like, are you looking at the smoke? And I was like, yeah, I am. She's like, I've been seeing it too. It's your dad. So we both walk up right to this column of this incense-looking smoke and say, Dad, is that you? And it just sat there and then kind of dissipated and disappeared. And after that, I never saw it again. And I even talked to like my mom and my sisters, my grandma, asking them if they ever saw anything like that. I said no. But I think it was just my dad coming back to say, yeah, there is something here after you go. There is something after you die. Which kind of answered the question of what we talked about, you know, all throughout our whole lives. And it was a beautiful thing. So anyways, just wanted to share that story with you and love your podcast. I'm excited every time I update my podcast and there's a new online ghost stories available. So, all right, that's it. All right, have a good day. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.